Greetings, Sangha, and good day. So, this point in retreat, after having spent a couple of days with metta for this being who is me for ourselves, we expand the circle, the concentric circles that we've talked about before. Today we expand it a little further. To include one more category of beings. So far, just to remind us, in our circles, we have, in addition to ourselves, we have our benefactor and dear friend, which on this retreat, those categories, we've made them into a beloved being, easy to love being, easy being, lovely being, dear one, just a category of someone who's easy for us to care for. So besides these categories, these beings, today, this morning in the instructions, the invitation is to expand to the next category, which is known as the neutral being. The neutral being. And first, what is the definition of a neutral being? The definition for this practice of a neutral being is someone whom you don't have a strong feeling for. You neither like them or have a lot of neither like them or dislike them. Let's just put it there. It's kind of, you don't know them much. They're just a stand-in for all of humanity. Could be a neighbor whom you see walking around. You don't really know them that much. You don't have much of a history. Could be someone at a grocery store, at the cashier checkout. They're a human being just like you, but you don't really know them. There's not a history. So it's a neutral being. And often people who work at various service sectors whom we interact but don't have a lot of history with, just not an impression of their humanity. They serve well to open our heart into this category. So the significance of this, there are many, many significances to this category, which I'll talk more, I'll flesh more out later this afternoon, the Dharma talk. But for the purpose of our practice, this category is a profound one. Now, sometimes we think, oh, neutral is kind of gray. Neither like nor dislike. At least the people I have challenges with, there's some charge, or people I love, you know, gosh, I love them. Like neutral, blah, it's like gray. No, 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 no. Make no mistake. Make no mistake. This is a fair. It's the most important. Well, one of all the categories are important. It's hard to choose between your children. I mean, they're all. How do you choose? The significance of this category is that it, as we practice with the neutral category, our hearts open up to this being, to their trials, tribulations. They're just like me. They're just like me. And a sense of care, warmth, even love can arise for someone you don't even know. And then the insight can arise that who is near and dear to us and who who's just a random being in the world, is all a construction of our mind. It's all a construction of our mind. And our hearts have so much capacity to care, to feel metta, to feel warmth, to feel goodwill abundantly, abundantly in this neutral being. And this is the important factor here. Serves as the stand-in for all of humanity, stands in for all of humanity. And later on retreat, when we open to all beings, all of humanity, in some ways you've already worked towards that with through the neutral being. The neutral being also is a way to get to the being we have challenges with, as we'll talk more about tomorrow, is the stepping stone. Because again, this neutral being, this person, this human being whom I don't really know, is just like me. It's just like me. They want to be happy just like me. They have hopes and dreams. Their life is just as compelling to them as mine is. So, a couple of other things to say about this category. One is that it is anything but gray, even though the mind might think that at the very beginning. And in fact, some people have an easier time with the neutral category, with a neutral being. In fact, as a way, for some people, I've heard this, that they feel, there's the common humanity that builds through the neutral person. So it's easier to feel care and warmth and goodwill for someone you don't know. Yeah. Hello, fellow human being. May you be safe and happy and healthy and well, just like me. And then even they serve, that the neutral being serves as a way to feel more care and love for oneself. Oh, I am just like you. I suffer just like you, suffer just like anyone else. And also let yourself be surprised. Let yourself be surprised. I've been surprised by this practice so many times. The people I've chosen as my neutral beings have developed such warmth and care for. I remember the first metta retreat that I sat. I've told this story before. I chose a person, a lady who worked at a laundromat close to where I lived. And on that retreat, I didn't really know her. Maybe I had interacted with her once or twice. And she was the object of my metta on that first retreat. And when I went back home, something had shifted. She was not neutral anymore. I couldn't wait to go back to the laundromat. And not laundromat, what's it called? You know, laundry facility. Yeah, you know what I mean. Can't find the right word right now. And I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait to see her. I couldn't wait to see, take my clothes to be dry cleaned. And she was like a dear friend. And I think she was so warm and kind. I think she felt, the energy of care. And she was also different. And I remember, after that, walking by, every time I walked by there, I would kind of look in. Is she there? Is she there? Oh, as if a dear friend, as if it was a dear friend whom I hadn't seen for years, and I would continue to give her metta. And it's amazing how your heart has the capacity to share metta, all of us. It can really surprise us how this heart has capacity to care, to have warmth, goodwill, even love, just love without any attachment may be well unconditionally for someone we don't know. And that helps us wake up to the true nature of who we are, what this heart is capable of, it's like we have this amazing, amazing heart and mind and body, which is ours, but not really ours, but we don't really know the capacity. We don't know how, it's like we have this, I don't know, it's a silly example, this Lamborghini of a heart, and we don't really know how fast this baby can go. We don't know how expansive this heart can be to really include so many beings. Before we start the meditation, I wanted to share one word with you. And this word is a relatively new word in the dictionary, coined originally in the Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows, which is a book of many words for emotions that we often don't have in English. Anyway, the word is sonder. The word is sonder. S-O-N-D-E-R. Noun. And I'll read the poetic description to you. Sonder, the realization that each random passerby is living a life as vivid and complex as your own, populated with their own ambitions, friends, routines, worries, and inherited craziness. An epic story that continues invisibly around you like an anthill sprawling deep underground with elaborate passageways to thousands of other lives that you will never know existed, in which you might appear only once as an extra, sipping coffee in the background, as a blur of traffic passing on the highway, as a lighted window at dusk. So the realization that each random passerby is living a life as vivid and complex as your own. I love that word, sonder. Let us sit with sonder, this realization, this awe that each random passerby is living a life as vivid and complex as our own, populated with their own ambitions, friends, routines, worries, and inherited craziness. And to that I add joys, sorrows, pains, disappointments, body aches. We all have bodies. We all have pain and illness. So, a life just as vivid and complex as your own. So you are welcome to choose someone whom, again, this has already come up for you as I've talked, perhaps someone at a store, maybe a barista, a neighbor, or it could be someone on this retreat, someone you have seen. They're square. You don't really know them. You know they're a practitioner. Actually, I did that on one retreat, and it's quite common on retreats to do that too. And it's sweet at the end when it's like a code word, when people come up to you at the end of the metta retreat and say, "Oh, you are my neutral person." You both smile because you know what that means. Because it means you're not neutral anymore. At first, I didn't know you. You were just this stand-in. You were just this person who moved around in the world. But now, oh, I care for you. May you be well, dear friend. So if you choose to select someone on this retreat, you are encouraged also. So let us begin our practice, our formal practice meditation together. inviting you to a posture that is supportive in this moment in time. May it be sitting, may it be standing, it's okay to stand, may it be lying down. Trusting you're not sleepy in this moment, lying down is okay. So, landing in this body. Always starting with the body. Always. Connecting. Sensations. This body sitting. So many sensations. Sensations of breathing, the breath breathing you in and out its own way, shallow or deep, slow or fast. It's all okay. And if thoughts are arising for this moment, say thank you. Thank you, dear thoughts. Come back later, not now. Gently, kindly, giving your heart back to itself. Not the past, not the future, here, now. It's landing, arriving. Now I'd like to invite you to bring in image, feeling, felt sense of your dear being, your dear one, your friend or benefactor. This human being, for this it's best to choose a human being, you'll see why. Could be a child, that's okay. This being, this person, who is near and dear to you, your relationship is uncomplicated, and when you bring them to mind, just a sense of ease. Maybe you notice, oh, your muscles relax some more. Gosh, your shoulders drop when you bring a felt sense of them. Oh, you feel safe. Hi. Ah, just happy to see them, feel them in your mind's eye. And feeling their presence as if they were sitting right in front of you. opening your heart this mansion that's your heart, and you're sitting with them, you're sitting with them. Maybe it's the feeling of a spacious Sunday afternoon, just sitting, your body at ease, relaxed. Receiving their presence, the R's of grace, practicing with GRACE, relax, receive, gradually sink in. With embodiment, saying the phrases or the words or feeling or sharing the feeling of care with this dear being. May you be safe, dear one. May you be happy, dear one. May you be healthy, dear one. May your life flow at ease, dear one. May you have ease, dear. Priming the heart, the goodwill, the care, warmth for this dear being. And not losing felt sense of your body, embodiment. Maybe connecting each phrase or each word to the breath through your heart center, as if the breath was coming in and out of your heart center, middle of your chest. Now, with our heart primed, inviting your neutral being, neutral person to your heart space, person you've chosen already. Someone from this retreat you don't know, just an image on the screen so far. Or someone from your life. Bringing them into the space. Inviting them. And noticing that this being, you may not know them, this person. And yet, just like your dear being, this human being has a complex inner life, just as rich as yours, just as compelling as yours. And just as you want to be happy, they want to be happy. They don't want to suffer, just as you don't want to experience pain and sorrow, be free from it. They want to be free from it. Just as I want to. Be free, have ease, just as I have hopes and dreams, just as I have values, aspirations. This being too, this person, this being too, has hopes, aspirations, dreams, values they live by. That are important to them. And just as I have a body and have experienced and will experience, maybe experiencing pain right now, illness, they too have a body. They've been ill. Maybe they're experiencing pain in this moment. We are not so different being human. And just as I have experienced disappointment, sorrow, loss, pain, sadness, fear, loneliness, this person too has experienced this gamut of challenging, painful experiences. They've been sad. Maybe they've lost someone they really dearly loved and cared for. Maybe there are fears in their lives. In their life that is very challenging for them. The dukkha, the sorrow, the pain, different shades or forms, stories you don't know. Stories you don't know, but you can be sure this human being has experienced challenges, difficulty, and also joy, just as I've been happy, just as I feel joy in my heart, gladness that there are people in my life I love, I care about, just as I'm the object of affection. Of others, there are people in my life who care about me. This being too, they have experienced joy. Their heart can sing with joy and gladness. They can laugh with friends and family. They too love, care for other beings, maybe for children. Maybe for older parents, maybe for siblings, for dear friends. Just like me, they're in a network of humanity connected through care. They care for others and they are cared for. They are the object of affection. They are the object of affection. Of others. You and I are not so different, my friend, my new friend. We are not so different. We are not different. In our humanity, in our common humanity, we are not so different. In fact, we are more similar than we are different. I could have been born as you. I did not have a choice. You didn't have a choice either, choosing your parents or your circumstances. You could have been born as me. We could have been living each other's lives. You are closer than I think. Just as I want to be free. Just as I want to be happy. Just as I want to have ease, be safe. I wish all these for you, fellow human being. My sibling. My sibling in humanity, my sibling in sickness, old age, and death. I wish you well, just as I wish well for myself. I wish you well. Just as I want to be safe, I wish you safety. Just as I wish to be happy, I wish you happiness. Just as I wish to be healthy, I wish you health. And just as I wish to have ease, I wish you ease. This category can help to flesh out a life you don't know. It's okay to use your imagination for this category. Imagine them with their friends, with their family, laughing, loving, caring. Maybe they're caring for a sick loved one. Your imagination. Maybe they're sick themselves, they're hurting. Maybe they're eating their favorite meal, their favorite food. Maybe it happens to be your favorite food. Whatever favorite flavor of frozen yogurt or ice cream you have. Imagine them eating that. Oh, it's their favorite. Both of us, not so different. It's okay to use our imagination as skillful means here. Maybe you imagine them sad. They're grieving, lost someone they loved. are rejoicing in wonderful news, in deep happiness, contentment, and peace. May you be safe, or I wish you safety, or simply safe. May you be safe. May you be happy. I wish you happiness. May you be healthy. I wish you health. May you have ease. I wish you ease. Keeping connected to their image. Maybe there's a felt sense for them already, perhaps, of the way they move or the way they have talked, you witnessed. If at any point the sense of connection is lost, use your imagination to flesh out their life, to create the sense of connection, common humanity. Their life is dear to them, just as yours is to you. you all. The leaf blowers are back. I don't know if you can hear them. Yeah, some people can, some people can. I see yeses and noes. May you be well. May you be safe. May you be happy. Dear person who's doing the leaf blowing. I love this category. I love them all. And I love this category. It's just, there's a sense of ease. There's a sense of ease practicing. I was just noticing, just now practicing with you, that there's just such an ease and a sense of peace. And this category actually is connected to equanimity, to the practice of equanimity, because there's an evenness. It's neither like the person so much that we're invested so much, and yet we don't like them. Like, I don't know, like they're not a challenging person. So it's linked to equanimity, which I'll talk more about this afternoon. I realize just so much without overwhelming you. It's helpful to give some context to some of these practices. So with this category, you might notice there's a sense of equanimity that arises, a sense of peace, a sense of even-heartedness as you're wishing them metta, wishing them well. It has that little flavor of peacefulness, evenness to the warm-heartedness. Kindness has a flavor of peace to it. You might notice, and if not, it's okay. Just offering you some things. Another thing to say is, some people say, well, as I rested with my neutral person, then I noticed they're not completely neutral. There was some like, or there was some dislike. Oh, do I have to get away? No, it's okay. Just a little bit is fine. So it's sometimes might be impossible to find someone that's completely neutral. In fact, after a while, when we do this practice for a long time, everybody, you know, we have a little bit of warmth and care for everyone. So nobody's neutral anymore, but neutral enough. Or if we're having a rough day and there is sense of, you know, our body's cranky, our mind is cranky, then nobody's neutral. It's like, that person, you know, so it's okay. It's all right. It's all okay within the norms. It's neutral enough. So the invitation is to practice with the neutral being today and explore the peace and ease that can bring us, cultivating our heart, really cultivating our heart in opening to care, to warmth. And if at times today, if it feels helpful and supportive, your heart is tugged, to attend to yourself for with self metta or your dear being, even if you need the dear being to say prime your heart, that's okay. It's you have permission. See what your heart needs. If it needs to spend time with yourself today and in some sessions, that's fine. Trust your own wisdom and compassion guide, North Star. And with the walking meditation, instructions are similar. You're going for a walk, either outdoors informally, actually could be formally outdoors too, if there's a yard or a space where you can walk back and forth. So either outdoors or indoors, you're walking with your neutral being. You're taking them for a walk. You're walking with them. It'd be quite sweet. It'd be quite sweet, actually. So much can open up. Just this practice continues to amaze me. And I've heard this from some of you in practice meetings. I continue to be surprised by practice. Let yourself be surprised. That's our theme for this retreat. Right, Diana? Let yourself be surprised. Yeah. So a couple of announcements for today. So Tanya, dear Tanya, is going to be sitting in with me with the practice discussions, sitting in as a part of her training. So a heads up. And also, she is offering, she's continuing to offer today and for the rest of the retreat. So maybe I'll just make this one announcement and hopefully you'll remember. She's offering extra one-on-one support, one-on-one practice discussions in the afternoon. And those slots open up at 9:45, or actually, let me just say after this, in 4 minutes, whatever the time zone is, you know, in 4 minutes, right after this morning session, those slots open up for the day for you to sign up if you need more support. And the sign up closes at 2 p.m. So if no one has signed up by 2 p.m., we figure, thank you. It's there's independence in the Dharma. People are sitting with what's arising for them and simmering and sitting with it. So the slots are open from 3 minutes from now until 2 p.m. Pacific time. And if you need support, please sign up. And if not, it's great. Continue practicing and enjoying your practice. And look at the announcements, see if there's anything else I have missed. Yeah, that's it. I keep hearing them. May you be safe. May you be well. This is great. It's a metta bell. The workers working outside. May you also infuse the metta. If there's construction or there are leaf blowers or weed whackers in your neighborhood or hammering next door, jackhammering, whatever it might be. May you also bring all these neutral beings into your practice. One last thing I wanted to say, I remember now, as I was inviting you, if you lose connection with the person, it's okay to use skillful means of bringing up just maybe some story or something about their lives or some tableau, like they're happy, they're with a loved one. It's skillful means to do that, to connect. And don't let that be a source for papancha, that you just go off on and on making a whole 2-hour story about this person's life. So it's just a drop in. It's just a drop in the bucket to connect with them, with their sense of humanity, instead of them becoming a cardboard cutout. It's like, oh yeah, they're a human being. And enjoy the insight of Sonder, Sonder. I love this word, this realization that their life is just as complex as yours. Okay. Enjoy your day of practice. Thank you.